Though the Kenai performers cast Dancing at Lunasa before coronavirus became a ubiquitous term, the show is an unexpectedly good tonal fit for culture during the pandemic.
Finding joy in a rough time. Yeah. I've always really enjoyed the Irish mentality of storytelling, where you have humor and sadness in the same story, and it somehow fits.
That's Ian McEwan, who is directing the Kenai Performers production of Dancing at Lunasa, which opens tonight at the Performer Space behind Subway on Kalifornsky Beach Road. McEwan cast the show in January, and it was supposed to be staged in May, but then, of course, came COVID-19. The cast switched to Zoom rehearsals for a couple months, which was not ideal in many regards, but helpful in others.
Rehearsing over Zoom really just turned into more of a line reading. Every time we would do about half the show at a time. And one of the biggest parts of Zoom was just to keep the actors in the script and to keep that connection. And because we ended up being kind of our own little group, when trying to stay within your own little unit, because of this, we grew into such a tight group that it really added to the family aspect of the show. So, oddly enough, it helped the performances.
The play is told from the perspective of narrator Michael Evans, remembering events of his 7-year-old life in the cottage of the 5 Mundy sisters, set in a rural village in County Donegal, Ireland, in 1936. Michael's mother, Christina, is heartsick for the return of Michael's charming yet unreliable father, Jerry. The other 4 Mundy sisters are also unmarried and eking out a difficult existence in poverty. Eldest brother Jack, a Catholic priest, is sent home after 25 years as a missionary in Uganda, where his memory is failing from malaria and his adherence to Catholic strictures seems to have left him as well.
In Rianga, women are eager to have loved children. The more loved children you have, the more fortunate your household is thought to be. Have you other loved children?
She certainly has
not.
And as strange as it may seem to you, neither has Agnes nor Rose nor Maggie nor myself. No harm to Rianga, but this is Donegal now, and as much as we cherish loved children here, they're not exactly the norm.
This is the first live, in-person, indoors theatrical performance since the pandemic hit. Kenai Performers Board of Directors President Rebecca Gilman says they're taking precautions to keep audiences safe.
Masks are mandatory. We've limited our seating considerably. Normally, we can have between 85 to 90 people in that space. And for all of our shows this year, we're doing it at capacity of 50.
The actors won't be wearing masks, but the audience will be seated over 6 feet away and grouped by family to be separated from other attendees.
It is a large space, and you know, it's the warehouse that used to be a gym. So I believe the first row of audience seats is at least 10 feet away from the actual performance space. All tickets have to be purchased online ahead of time, so then we can seat individual households together and keep them 6 feet apart from other ones.
Performances are 7 p.m. tonight, Saturday, and next Friday and Saturday, with 2 p.m. matinees this Sunday and next. One of the actors is leaving town for school at the end of the month, so it was now or never if they were going to stage the show.
This show will be a little bit of a test to, you know, see what the community interest is in coming to live events. And then we'll be able to, you know, recalibrate depending on our needs by the time we reach December.
Staging an in-person performance is an experiment and an attempt to salvage something of the Kenai Performers season. They had originally planned 8 shows this year, including their annual Big Winter Musical. Now they're down to 4. Murder in the Cathedral is scheduled to open December 2nd. It's a drama by T.S. Eliot, which portrays the assassination of Archbishop Thomas Becket in Canterbury Cathedral during the reign of Henry II in 1170. Gilman will direct a musical version of Little Women, performed in February, in place of the big community musical. She's also directing a one-woman show in the spring called Grounded. A fighter pilot unexpectedly gets pregnant and has to go back to work as a drone pilot. That's the plan, anyway, if a resurgence of the coronavirus doesn't upstage the schedule.
You know, we're just still trying to provide the entertainment that we can. We're just kind of trying to keep up with everything. We're looking at, like, what levels the schools are at, too, in terms of the red, orange, green and stuff, and using that as a barometer for ourselves, too, of, like, should we be performing, you know, be having any sort of gatherings.
For tickets to Dancing at Lunasa, visit kenaiperformers.org. And finally this evening,